flip-flopping here.
We may have our flippers on, or our...
I'm wearing flip-flops right now.
Are you? Well, I guess
the flipper version.
I was wrong, then. There is flip-flopping going on here. The Doug Steffen Good Day program was today, Wednesday, right? The 28th of December, 2011. We have 1, 2, 3, 4 days, if you count today, left in this year. So Jennifer Horn and Richie and I want to have you think about this past year in a couple of different ways. What would you say was your best moment this past year? 800-510-8255. Maybe your proudest moment, and maybe why? Maybe if you have a conversation about something like this. All right, Jennifer, I'll start with you. The best thing that's happened to you in this past, we're going to have all of this stuff. We'll review the year, and then we'll look ahead on Friday to the new year, blah, blah, blah. There are a couple of things that I want us to pursue here with our friends on the phone at 800-510-8255. And you on Twitter, follow this. I think this is something that's it's mind-reaching. It's put your mind here and think, assess, contribute, if you will, to the conversation by thinking about, in your own life, what you have done best this past year. All right, so what's the best thing in the entire year of 2011 that Jennifer Horn did?
What I'm most proud of, I think, is I really worked on setting boundaries this year.
Really?
And
how would you like to explain that? What does that
mean?
Yeah,
because I tend to be a yes woman all the time, sometimes to my own detriment. And so towards the end of the year, I've actually started setting some boundaries for myself, which I'm kind of proud of.
Do you want to give us an example?
Just, you know, defining things that I want out of certain relationships and just kind of making myself more of a priority than I have in years past, which I think you kind of have to do. It's part of growing up, but I feel like a real girl now.
Oh, she's a grown-up.
But it's funny how, when you asked this question, I can't pinpoint one event, but that's what really popped into my head, is I feel like I've done a good job at least starting that, which is, and that's a hard thing, especially, I think, for women, because women have a hard time, I think, just by nature, putting themselves first and by setting boundaries a little bit, because we want to do it all. We want to have the job and the family and make a perfect house and make a pretty holiday table and...
Yeah, right, yeah. All right, you know, you mentioned something about women. This is an aside, not a diversion, but an aside. Food for thought about what we know and what we don't know about what goes on in the rest of the world. Can you imagine this happening here? Again, from the Food for Thought department. The circumstances in Egypt since the overthrow of Mubarak and the opening up, if you will, we talk about the Asian, not Asian, but what do we call it, the spring, Middle Eastern spring. No, it was Arab Spring. Thank you, Michael. Arab Spring. What that's brought about in terms of just the changes in how things are conducted.
And how lucky am I to even say, I'm glad I can set boundaries? I mean, that's something that women in other countries can't even begin to think.
And here's an example of it. There's an Egyptian trial going on right now, and the court has apparently decided this week that the former requirement for virginity tests for women, especially if women are arrested, there have been a lot of women arrested since the springtime, and all these demonstrations and stuff, Arab Spring brought about a lot of women wanting to have what women around the rest of the world have. The Arab women do not have the same rights that most other women around the world have. And one of them is if you get arrested, one of the ways they will decide how much, if you're convicted of a crime, one of the ways they decide about how much time you spend in jail is to find out whether you're a virgin or not. Virgins get less time in jail than non-virgins.
Why is that? You would think in those countries
you're asking the wrong guy. Yeah. You're asking the wrong guy. I haven't the slightest idea, but this all came about because of a woman who's about your age who was arrested, and the government, the military government, wanted to find out, you know, what the leftovers from the Mubarak. Most people around the world don't even know this stuff goes on. Here's Mubarak, our big friend. Where the heck is Hillary Clinton and the rest of these people, or Condoleezza Rice before her? who were Secretary of State, why aren't they raising hell about this? This is known to be the way that it is in the Middle East. How can that be? You know, they say, well, we are concerned about human rights issues. What do you mean, human rights
issues?
Because
we only raise hell about certain things. It's so bizarre.
Yeah.
It's how does something become a priority? Yeah.
Yeah, right, exactly. Anyway, so this woman took the, with the help of an international lawyer, this woman took the government to court because she said she was forcibly subjected to a virginity test. And she claimed that she received death threats after being found to have not been a virgin. And she says, I'm not giving up my rights as a woman or as a human being. And a lawyer took the case on, and they won it in court. What happened before is nobody would ever even dare challenge the rules because they'd be afraid they'd get killed, which would have happened under Mubarak, who was our pal, our friend. Yeah, let's hear it from Mubarak. He was our friend. Yeah. And that goes on, by the way, in many of these other countries over there. So part of the Arab uprising is acknowledging, knowing these sorts of things going on and wanting to do something about it.
Mm-hmm.
As is usually the case with the news media didn't tell us these stories. And that's the case over here with our protesters. People are not telling the story, the whole story of what protesters are doing. You got one side of the story being told by people who want to make something for their own purposes appear to be true, which isn't true. Not that the occupiers aren't, some of them, protesting greed and that sort of thing, and we want this and we want that and yada yada. Hey, folks, if you want something, you got to get it yourself.
Yeah, if you really want something to protest, go to Africa.
Yeah,
there's a lot going on
inside,
over there, too.
Exactly.
Yeah.
All right. Well, I mean, people who would protest things, this is not a political program.
No.
Those of you who are new to it. But it'd be interesting to know the average member of Congress, according to the New York Times this week, net worth's gone up 15% in the last 4 years. How much has your net worth gone up in the last 4 years?
Not much.
Yeah. Mine's gone down about 45.
A couple of jelly beans, I think.
Yeah, 45%. All right, anyway, so that was a distraction, but that thought came into my mind when you said what you did about your proudest moment. So anyway, let's go back.
The other thing?
Yeah?
And then it'll be fast. Is I actually did a lot of research on charities this year, and I chose an American charity to work on this year, and I thought that was kind of cool, too.
When you said work on, does that mean give money to? What
give
does that
money,
mean?
And I also have started the process of volunteering.
Oh, really? Would you like to tell us what you're volunteering for?
Yeah, and I think I mentioned it to you before. It's a really cool program, and you probably inspired me, you know, subconsciously to get involved with this. But it's a program that teaches kids who are underprivileged how to farm and grow their own food so that they don't go hungry anymore.
Mm-hmm.
And it's kind of a cool thing because they actually learn the process of growing stuff, so they're getting nutritious, good for you things. Plus, they're learning a skill. And it's just, to me, it's an all the way around good charity. Plus, it also works with senior citizens for the same reason, giving them some of the offshoot of the food, too. They can't afford. Yeah, so I like
it. I'm proud of you. You're
it's
one
a
of
good
my,
program.
Yeah, but you're one of my favorites. And it's for that reason, I mean, thinking things through like that. That's why we have the ability here, and we ought to take advantage of it, to think for ourselves and do things and not follow the pack. The problem with our country, it seems to me, is that we have too many people following leaders of questionable virtue. So is that a good way of...
Mm-hmm.
I mean, a lot of people you listen to, whether it's the radio, television, politicians, business people, they're not very virtuous. You got to find your own way in life. That's why this is a pretty good exercise. What would you say you are proudest of in your life this year? And if you'd like to explain why, you had a couple of good examples from Jennifer. Help yourself. 800-510-8255. Here's something I'm pleased about. The number of people that I have helped with various messages. Yes, I get paid oftentimes, most of the time, not all the time. Some of the things I tell you that sound like commercials are not necessarily. But when I feel strongly about something, I will tell the story. And advertisers actually like that. This is part of the great global awakening as well. Women and men and how they look. There are new studies that have come out this past year that show dramatically, using the technology of the day. The technology allows you, many of you have iPhones, smartphones, stand in front of a mirror and you take a picture of whatever it is, you know, some body part. Hopefully it's above the waist. And why did I say that?
I don't know. Why limit your fun?
Anyway, I don't even know why I said that. But at any rate, anyway. So, you know what I'm talking about. The face that has those fine lines and deep wrinkles. You want it to look younger and younger and younger. So that's why you have in droves embraced this product from David Pollack, who has been involved in the cosmetic industry most of his career, his entire career, in fact. So he's introduced this product called Fountain of Youth, which uses clinically proven technology to increase your skin hydration by 90%, reduce the wrinkles on your face or wherever you put it. Most people are putting on their face by two-thirds. And you may have your first bottle of Fountain of Youth free. There's a little squeegee on the top. You push that, put it on your hands. You'll notice it's not greasy, it's not oily. Put it on your face, there's no smell to it. But boy, does it go to work. Take a picture 2-3 weeks after you start it, and then keep that up. And you will note the difference, and you will be telling other people about this anti-aging miracle. Go to organicattitude.com, enter the radio code GOODDAY, and discover this wonderful way It is the Fountain of Youth. It's a serum. The current moisturizer you can use if you want, or you can use this alone. Fountain of Youth at organicattitude.com. Enter radio code GOODDAY for the free bottle. Do it right now while you're thinking about it.
It's Macy's After Christmas Sale with our biggest denim event of the season. Get a $10 savings card with any denim purchase from all the best brands. And get 25% off designer underwear during our biggest underwear sale of the season. Stock up at our white sale. Save 30 to 50% on sheets, comforters, designer bedding, pillows, and more. Plus, take 35 to 85% off men's and women's fashion clearance. Macy's After Christmas Sale. Savings off regular sale and clearance prices. Exclusions apply.
Bonus round time. If you can't teach an old dog new tricks, what can you teach him?
Conversational French?
Correct. Ooh. Gingerbread men are...
Gingerbread boys, all grown up.
Correct. Who lets you watch movies instantly on your Nintendo 3DS or on your TV through your Wii console?
Duh, Netflix.
Correct. Watch unlimited TV episodes and movies for only $8 a month from Netflix. See terms of use.
Hey, did I just win that new car over there?
No, I did.
I drink Emergen-C to support my immune system whenever I go snowboarding.
Why, I'll bet all those B and C vitamins allowed you to combine a McTwist bacon with a 720 flip, catch a hottie who fell from the chairlift, then rush to save a St. Bernard from the crushing wave of an avalanche. Am I lying?
I did snowboard all day long and scored a few phone numbers.
Now we're talking. Emergen-C, the fizzy, fruity drink mixed with 1,000 milligrams of vitamin C and energizing B vitamins to help you accomplish more. Get a free sample at myemergency.com. Emergen-C, feel the good.
It's Macy's After Christmas Mattress Sale, with the lowest prices of the season and closeouts from Sealy, Simmons, Serta, Hotels, Stearns & Foster, and iComfort. Get a Sealy Posturepedic Firm, a Simmons Beauty Rest Firm, or a Serta Perfect Sleeper Firm Queen 2-Piece Set for just $397. And get free mattress delivery with a minimum purchase of $797. Shop our stores, go to Macy's.com, or call 1-800-MACY-BED. Macy's After Christmas Mattress Sale. Exclusions apply. See store for details.
800-510-8255 joins the combination. Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, moms and dads, grandmas and grandpas, aunts and uncles. Did I say aunts and uncles twice?
No, that's all right.
All right, everybody is welcome. This is the free-form expression home of Americans who think. 800-510-8255. Some of your calls coming up. Jennifer's got some Facebook connections, too. 21 after on Good Day.
Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. That bears repeating. Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. And Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse is the key to digestive health. Pro-EM-1 is a powerful liquid probiotic, strong enough to cleanse, gentle enough to use every day. Pro-EM-1 is dairy, wheat, and soy free. Contains all natural and certified organic ingredients. Contains no preservatives or animal products. Supports a healthy digestive and immune system. Supports weight loss. Improves absorption of food nutrients, aids in controlling yeast infections, is never freeze-dried, and uses three groups of live, viable, beneficial microbes to cleanse and remove toxins. Order Pro-EM1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganics.com, spelled TerraGanix.com. Terraganics.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Pro-EM1, the raw probiotic.
That's what it sounds like when a burglar kicks in the door of a dark house that looks like no one is home. Don't let your home be the next target. Make it look like someone is home watching television with Fake TV. Fake TV is a small electronic device that makes the same light as a real television. So from outside, it looks like someone is home watching TV. Fake TV plugs in just like a lamp on a timer, but is far more convincing to burglars. Fake TV deters burglars, costs far less than an alarm, and is highly recommended by numerous police departments. Use it anytime you're away from home. To order your Fake TV for only $34.95, go to FakeTV.com. Or call 1-877-5-FAKE-TV. Each additional Fake TV is only $29.95. So get one for you and one for a loved one for safety, security, and peace of mind for both of you. Call 877-5-FAKE-TV or go to FakeTV.com. FakeTV.com, the burglar deterrent.
Good meals in the last year or so at Mike Ditka's. I'm assuming you still own the restaurant.
Oh, yeah.
You assume that?
Sure do. Right. Thank you very much for saying that, because our food is good. I eat there basically every night.
You eat there every night? What's the matter with eating at home?
My stove, actually, it does work, but my wife doesn't know how to make it work.
Mike Ditka doesn't have a sense of humor.
I have a sense of humor. I do. I do. I laugh a lot of things. Probably I'll laugh at you guys when you go off the air.
Most people do, Coach.
Airport police in Rome have arrested a supermodel trying to smuggle 5.5 pounds of cocaine inside her breast implants and butt implants. She's hiding cocaine in her implants. Security described it as the greatest pat-down ever. I don't know how the law works, but if you have drugs hidden in your implants, would that be a drug bust? I'm not sure. And if you have them in your butt, would that be crack cocaine? I don't know.
Kim Jong-il, evil, vicious, murdering dictator of North Korea, passed away. I think we have a shot of him. This was interesting. There is the shot right there. You can see that he is, you know, see what this is? This is a glass, what they call a sarcophagus, and he was beloved by millions of his fellow North Koreans, so beloved that is bulletproof glass. People come in, you know, to take a couple of shots, riddled the corpse. But for the North Koreans, it was a very emotional passing when Kim Jong-il left us. And let's see, just about now, he should be arriving in hell.
That's David Letterman, Jay Leno.
He's getting funnier, old Dave.
Little comedy corner. Yeah, he is. He's getting a little. As long as he doesn't take himself too seriously. He is good. He's not as loose as Leno. And I've been taking a little, as you know, this year to Conan, more so than I used to. It's just proof positive, folks, that we all change. I was not a fan. I used to not be a fan of Adam Sandler. So a lot of things that change.
Or Elizabeth Hasselbeck.
Yeah, exactly. So there you go. All things must pass and change. It's part of life. 800-510-8255. This is the day in which Benjamin Franklin ran the first time Poor Richard's Almanac, which became basically something that we all use for weather and other sort of things, when to plant. It goes back that far, though. Back to 1733. And also on this date, important for the people who are getting ready to vote in Iowa next week, is the fact that you came into existence. 28th state, those of you in Iowa. The day was December 28th, 1846. When you are added to our beautiful land. So good luck next week in all of your voting. Meanwhile, we're talking about the moments that you're proudest of, other things that are kind of offshoots of the conversation, women and their status here. Tim in Roanoke, thanks for your call. Happy New Year, sir. Hi.
Thank you, Mr. Stephan. The thing I'm most proud of, I've been a small business owner now for 15 years, and I'm proud that I got angry this year. And I've heard a lot of people in the past few days call your show complaining, and that's what I used to do, and people will do that until they die. I actually got angry, and I went around and spoke to a lot of elder businessmen. Took after the Chinese. They respect the elders, and they learn from them because they've been there. And the same way the government has been punching me in the mouth for the past 15 years and giving my hard-working money to people who don't want to work as hard as I do and making it not worth my while, I learned how to rip them off the same way they've been ripping me off for 15 years.
Do you want to give us a clue as to how you do it? Send that, Tim.
Well, I started a couple more small businesses, and I went around and spoke to my elders and gain their trust so they wouldn't think that you would turn them in. And basically, if you do enough research, you'll find out many, many loopholes to get around some of the things that that they do. And basically, they're ripping you off. And
yeah.
I call it the battered wife syndrome. You know, they complain about being punched in the mouth weekly, but yet they stay there. So I was the same way, and then I got good and mad, and I learned how to keep some of my money that they're taking from me.
All right, so there you go. There's a man who thinks it through. Thank you for telling us that story. More of your stories coming up on Good Day. It's 28 past the hour now.
I'm Peter Greenberg, and this is today's Worldwide Travel Minute. A lot of destinations promote helicopter tours as a way to see the sights from a different perspective. But how do you know it's going to be a safe trip? It starts by choosing your operator wisely. Pilots first have to get their private pilot's license, followed by a commercial license, and do an in-flight safety check with an instructor every other year. But safety is your responsibility, too. Remember that you should only approach the helicopter through the front right or left, and only when instructed to do so. Never, ever walk up to the helicopter from behind. And after landing, always wait for the pilot to let you know when to exit. Here's another thing to remember. Most sightseeing helicopters can fit 6 passengers, but that also means 2 people are stuck without a window seat. And remember to secure all your belongings prior to departure. Accidents can happen when purses or loose items can blow away. And if it's lost, don't ever think of reaching outside the helicopter to grab it. Believe me, it's gone. For more information, visit petergreenberg.com. I'm Peter Greenberg, the Travel Detective, and this is today's Worldwide Travel Minute.
You never know what's out there when traveling. That's why Travel Guard offers travel insurance plans for the unexpected, trip cancellation and interruption, emergency medical and health expenses, lost or stolen baggage. With a Travel Guard plan, you'll be covered from the time you book your trip to the moment you arrive home. Talk to your travel agent or visit TravelGuard.com today.
Underwritten by National Union Fire Insurance Company, Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania, headquartered in New York, New York. Refer to actual policy for scope and limitations of coverage. May not be available in all states.
If you're like me, you have personal belongings that you hold dear. Belongings you can't live without. It's precisely why GEICO makes it easy to get renter's insurance for a really low rate. Renters can protect all their personal belongings for as little as $12 a month. What belongings do I hold dear? This karaoke machine and my vinyl record collection. You fancy a tune? Nah, I shouldn't. All right then. Are you going to Scarborough Fair?
Visit GEICO.com to see how affordable renter's insurance can be.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Smokers, are you still smoking traditional cigarettes? Are you still smelling up your clothes and car interior, staining your teeth, and getting ashes everywhere? Why? When you could be smoking or vaping with e-cigarettes by LASIG. With LASIG e-cigarettes' revolutionary microelectronic technology, rechargeable battery, and unique replacement cartridges, you'll get all the satisfaction of smoking, but no smoking hazards. Choose from a wide variety of our new American-made Vapriate e-liquid flavors at LASIG.com, spelled LECIG.com, or call 870-518-4307. That's 870-518-4307. LASIG e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker. Warning, e-cigs may contain nicotine, an addictive substance known to the state of California to cause birth defects or cancer. Please be aware of the risks associated with e-cigs prior to use. You must be 18 years or older to purchase.
The perfect water for drinking, bathing, and cleaning. Right at your fingertips?
Yes, you can now have the most powerful water ionizer on the market for less than half the price of competitors. The Genesis Platinum Water Ionizer from GibsonsHealth.com creates the perfect drinking water of 9.5 pH, automatically cleans every time you use it, and even tells you when to change filters. Other 7-plate water ionizers are priced at $2,000 or even $3,000, but the Genesis Platinum is only $16.95. Get yours today at GibsonsHealth.com. Under Nutritionals, be sure to click on Essential Oils for Aromatic Liquids Extracted from a Broad Range of Flowers, Stems, Seeds, and Bark. And to really balance your body, click on Go Green, the most complete green drink available, necessary for survival. All this and more are found at GibsonsHealth.com. Call 800-388-6844. That's 800-388-6844 or GibsonsHealth.com. Healthful living since 1974.
Fight back this cold and flu season with the world's best garlic extract, Allie C. Why Allie C? Because it helps your body fight viruses, bacteria, and fungi. Allie C has been scientifically proven in double-blind studies using low doses to greatly reduce the number, severity, and duration of common colds. Allie C contains 300 milligrams of stabilized allicin, the active ingredient in crushed garlic. Studies show Allie C is effective against MRSA, bacterial, fungal, and viral infections. One tablet of Allie C has the equivalent of 40 cloves of garlic. Allie C supports your body's resistance to all types of conditions and can help lower high blood pressure and high cholesterol. So boost your body's resistance to infection with nature's best garlic extract, Allie C. For more information and to order Allie C, call 877-888-7126 or go to garlichealthproducts.com. That's 1-877-888-7126 or go to garlichealthproducts.com for your Allie C today.
Now 33 after the hour on today's Doug Steffen Good Day program with Jennifer Horn and Rich McFadden. Michael Fortier is answering your calls at 800-510-8255. There are a lot of things going on our Facebook page, and here we're discussing a number of different things. I've started by asking you what you were proudest of this past year, what went on in your life that was the best. I have a couple of other things up my sleeve here, but let's get Grady on because he wants to speak, Jennifer, about the discussion of women in general. You started me off thinking about women and where their place is and what was going on in the Middle East. So, Grady, what do you have to add to that?
Well, I thought about the idea of this thing about women, the treatment of women. I had to do a report on it about female mutilation. And that's about most I can say about that. You're certainly more qualified to talk about that type of subject on the radio, but that's the most ridiculous thing I ever heard of in my life. I'm 64 years old, but that is the most ridiculous thing I've ever heard of.
I honestly would choose not to talk about that on the radio, to be honest with you.
Right.
But there is a lot of it that goes on around the world, and one wonders, again, we think of ourselves in this circumstance, I think, with justification as being an advanced society, although sometimes you look around what goes on in our country and you scratch your head and think, how in the world does this go on?
The most proud of things that I'm most proud about, I've been able to kind of mentor teenagers, and every time they turn out to be fatherless girls with no father, and kind of steer them in the right direction, and also come across a few cases of suicide prevention. I've had people just walk up to me, and thank God I'm qualified to talk to those people and kind of steer them in the right way and give them a reason to live.
What qualifies you to do that?
Well, I've had a training in counseling.
Oh, okay. A lot of people give a lot of themselves and go unrecognized and unheralded, which in the case of most people, the reason you do things is not to get noticed, but because that's your spirit. You want to help people. We're all here to help, and that's a great demonstration of it, Grady. Thank you for sharing. I hope you have a happy new year. 800-510-8255. Let's go over to the Facebook page, Jennifer. We have started New Year's resolutions.
Yes, we're working on them.
Yeah, we'll go through on Friday's program, tomorrow's program, just sort of in general terms. I'll try to take this past year, much as we're sort of, in a sense, getting into this year, the real side of you and your thoughts about what this last year has meant. I think when I, and I get a little choked up about this, I think what I want to do in part is inspired by my daughter. Some of you may have seen on the Facebook page, and we did not put this at DougStephan.com, but on the Facebook page, you saw a connection, and it's to my daughter's Facebook page. She, upon seeing in the New York Times a call to send pictures and stories about people in your life that you have lost this year, sent in a quick story, a paragraph about Tony, her mother, my former wife, and it was picked up by the Times as a picture of Tony at Megan's wedding, as a matter of fact, and many of you have gone to see it. It's a reminder of what this past year has meant. Many people, for maybe I'm just noticing, it's kind of like if you buy a red car, you start seeing red cars, Jennifer.
Mm-hmm.
For whatever the reason, a lot of people want to seem to talk about significant deaths this year.
Yeah, and there were a lot of losses this year. I've noticed that, too.
And the example that Megan put on her Facebook page from the New York Times, which we have up there, is a way to kind of play into that. But I think we'll ask for some of that, not to be morbid, but for us to remember and regale those that we have lost. It's part of, I think, a cleansing. We need to, as we have new beginnings, you got to cleanse. And this goes for almost anything. We'd like to, in our political system, cleanse ourselves of the problems in the people. In business, we'd like to do the same thing in our personal lives. So this is a way of cleansing and being able to start over again. So anyway, having said that, that's tomorrow, and Friday we'll do a lot of New Year's stuff. But we started it on Facebook already. What are you getting, Jen? Jen?
All right, so we asked you what you wanted to have your New Year's resolution be for next year. Tom Turner says he's giving up Brussels sprouts for the 50th year in a row. So far, he's doing real good. Only four more days to go this year.
He gave up Brussels sprouts
every year for 50 years. He's done it. So that's pretty impressive. Thomas says he's going to leave New York and move to Florida, where the money he makes doesn't all go to paying taxes in the mob-run state. Michael Higby
he's referring to New York as a mob run state. Yeah.
Michael Higby said he's doing the usual diet and more exercise, and he's going to drink fresh green juice for breakfast.
Good for him.
Yeah. Terry Bird says he's trying to do better every day. Once a year isn't quite fruitful enough. It's a good thing. Tim is going to be more thankful for things, and Lisa is going to be more patient with her mom. But
there you go.
Gotta love Tom and his Brussels sprouts. That's pretty good.
Love them sprouts. Actually, if you put enough butter and salt on them, they taste just like broccoli.
I love Brussels sprouts.
You have to drown the flavor, that's all.
Yeah.
All right, so that's, maybe you have resolve to grow. Some people are doing hydroponic this winter. The locavore movement taking off as much as it is. A lot of these places, there's a place here in Northern California, you may or may not know about it, Jennifer. It's a big 40-acre farm of greenhouses. And they grow hydroponic tomatoes. That's it. And they are distributed not only all around California, but all around the country. And they are almost perfect because of what they put into the water. Very little loss. If you look at tomatoes that are grown out in the normal circumstances, out in the fields, oftentimes the tomatoes will get too close to the ground. They will have cracks in them, or they aren't perfect. They have different shapes, and they still taste the same. I'm happy to eat them in the summertime for my garden, but a lot of stores say, oh, they've got to look like this.
In the greenhouse, though, they can control it all.
If you look at the go to any store that's selling sort of native tomatoes, so they say that they're native tomatoes, they're like they come on four stems, almost like they were made instead of grown. Four perfect stems and perfectly round and perfectly colored, and that's the stuff that's grown in these hydroponic greenhouses. They put all the nutrients in the water. Hydroponic means hydro is water. They're grown in water, not in soil. So they put all the nutrients into the water. Plants grow. They're hung on these trellises of sorts. They grow sometimes 6 feet tall, and they'll produce six or seven really great tomatoes at a time. And so all of those, this guy's got, as I said, 40 acres of these greenhouses, and he grows thousands and thousands and thousands of tomatoes. But the reason I bring it up is because you could do the same thing at home. Start it in your cellar or someplace. You know how in the spring, a lot of people early in the spring, like late February, early March, they'll take little seedlings and they'll start to grow things, put them in the window box. and show the children how things will grow. Put a little corn in, maybe Brussels sprouts, whatever it is. But if you want to grow some of your own, and your basement is 50, 60 degrees, 70 degrees would be better, 60 degrees, you put the hydroponic, you put even use an old tin can, something that'll hold water, or even dirt. Try it with dirt. But you got to have a source of sunlight, so you get a sun lamp. And the sun lamp will act as the growth spurter. Is that, that's probably not a word, but
I like
the
it.
Growth stimulator. How's that? Mm-hmm. Growth stimulator, and the stuff will grow, and you'll feel good about it. You'll be teaching your children how things grow directly, firsthand, and you'll be able to have good, fresh stuff. But the locavore movement has taken on so much of an impact, had really had impact this year more than anyone would have thought. I look at the business we're doing at the dairy store in the last month and a half, 2 months even, especially since we started selling cheese, and it's going through the roof. We're running out of milk every day. And it's not good for the customers, but it's good because it shows us what the interest is.
Yeah, good demand, yeah.
Yeah, right. And then and people are looking, they want to have the fresh sources of vegetables all year long. And it's frustrating sometimes because you can't find them. But the stuff that comes to New England, let's say, is trucked from California. Many of the things that are down south are grown there or brought up from Mexico, that sort of thing. But you do want to keep that. That's one of the things I'm going to resolve to do more of this next year, is talk more about how important this is to our health and well-being. And understanding, I was talking to somebody yesterday who said to me, his children think that food comes in on an 18-wheeler to his food store.
Mm-hmm. That's what you would think in a big city.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
John, you've called. Good day. Happy New Year, sir. Thanks for the call. What's on your mind?
Yeah. I've been teaching people how to sprout different kind of seeds right in their kitchen.
Yeah.
There's a little booklet. I don't have it anymore, but it was called Garden in Your Kitchen.
Yeah.
You can sprout things like alfalfa and fenugreek are my favorite.
Yeah.
And you just need a bottle and some water.
No, it's easy to do. You can go online and find any number of people who do this. A couple of radio hosts, Paul Parent is a guy who has some of that stuff. You can go to his website. But there are a lot of people who do this sort of thing.
It increases the nutrition value quite a bit.
Oh, yeah. It sure does. It's good for you. Thank you.
Yeah,
that suggestion.
Have a good day.
Yeah, you too. 800-510-8255. I'm going to mention something that I saw. I'm now a disciple of the Huffington Post. Read many of the things, not necessarily by Arianna Huffington, but it's like the Drudge Report, only a little more sophisticated. It brings lots of content together, and then there are people who have their own, content, if you will. She writes something this week that's worth a listen. So I'm going to lay this on you, and you can do with it what you want in your own response, in your own head. You can react here or not, as you will. She writes, again and again this past year, as the country sat mired in crises and the long-term effects of joblessness, declining wages, downward mobility, the response by the governing class could not have been more disproportionate to the problem. Like a terrible reality show, each week brought some fresh, new, completely made-up five-alarm crisis, and the media would dutifully follow suit, breathlessly giving us their attention, last make or break regulation, negotiation, whatever it is, and then would come the front page breakthrough. This is a deal that essentially maintains the status quo. What deal has been made in this last 12 months that changes anything? And that's basically what she's writing here. So, as much as I'm not a fan of Rick Perry, I wouldn't vote for him. Well, I would if he were the only one running against Obama. But his suggestion of making Congress a part-time pursuit has, there's something to be said for that. Because a lot of state legislatures, around the country, Jennifer, are part-time. They don't, they're not in session full-time. And maybe there's something, they're there all the time, and all that we do is complain about them screwing everything up. So that's I was talking about this, in the earlier program, the Countdown Show, about how we need a constitutional convention. That's the only way you'll fix all these things. So those who are protesting need to know how in terms of a civics lesson, how the country works. You want to change these things. That's the way you got to have somebody starting a constitutional convention, and there are plenty of people that are happy to do it. I think the Tea Party folks and some of the other people that are so-called occupiers all want to change things, and that is brewing, and get a lot of support from me, frankly, because I think we do need to change things. Now, from the year of winning.
Winning.
Winning. Or maybe this is losing. The Chamber of Commerce in Akron, Ohio, a few years ago, terminated their association with the All-American Soapbox Derby.
Why?
The reason is the race had become a victim of cheating and fraud. Listen to this. Overzealous and overanxious youngsters and their parents, mostly their fathers,
mm-hmm.
were found to be hiding things like lead in secret places in the home-built cars. And they also did funny things with the wheels to make them spin faster. And some of the cars were designed by people who were designing Indianapolis 500 cars instead of soapbox cars. Clever but unfair. So we mark the end of the All-American Soapbox Derby, which was originated in Akron, Ohio, because people were teaching their children how to cheat.
Wow. Yeah, that's so sad. What happened to the fun of making something that works on its own?
Amazing. All right. We have a good day. We know that. We're cooking away here on all four of our burners, thanks to the gas man. It's 13 before the hour on Good Day.
It's Macy's After Christmas Mattress Sale, with the lowest prices of the season and closeouts from Sealy, Simmons, Serta, Hotels, Stearns & Foster, and iComfort. Get a Sealy Posturepedic Firm, a Simmons Beauty Rest Firm, or a Serta Perfect Sleeper Firm Queen 2-Piece Set for just $397. And get free mattress delivery with a minimum purchase of $797. Shop our stores, go to Macy's.com, or call 1-800-MACY-BED. Macy's After Christmas Mattress Sale. Exclusion supply, see store for details.
Are your cable rates rising? Tired of being pushed around by your cable provider? It's time to push back. Cut the cable and get Dish Network installed with absolutely no equipment to buy. Here's the best part. Packages start at just $19.99 a month for an entire year. That's right. Call now to get Dish Network installed free. Plus, ask how you can get over 30 premium channels free for 3 months. PMG Dish, a Dish Network authorized retailer, is waiting for your call and can have you watching TV as soon as tomorrow. Call 800-620-7970. Imagine all your favorite movies, sports, and shows in 100% digital quality for far less money, and you won't have to deal with a cable company anymore. At only $19.99 per month, they're practically giving it away. Call now for full details. Call 800-620-7970. That's 800-620-7970. Again, 800-620-7970. Limited time offer, prices, packages, and programming subject to change without notice. 24-month agreement required. Cancellation fee and other restrictions apply. Call for details.
The year is quickly coming to a close. So now's the time to prepare for the new one. Hurry into Sears Auto Center this week to save big on all top tire brands. Plus, get an extra $70 via mail-in rebate on 4 qualifying Michelin tires. And get a Valvoline oil change for just $21.99 with coupon. And we'll throw in a $5 Sears coupon to help you tackle the rest of your holiday shopping list while you wait. Go to SearsAuto.com for more money-saving offers and coupons. That's real deals for real drivers. Sears Auto Center. Sale and rebate ends 1-3. Coupon good through 12/31. Exclusions apply. See store for details.
Good day. Time is 11 before the hour. Richie now will have a chance to answer the question that others have been answering. What would you say you are proudest of in your life this past year? Pick one thing. Jennifer did a great job. We've had a lot of callers who have suggested what it is they are proudest of in this past 12 months. Look back at it.
I guess besides the, you know, normal my kids, blah, blah, blah.
Yeah.
You know, that's given.
Right.
Trying to adapt to business, mm-hmm. and we're trying to do some new things and starting to have a little success.
Yeah.
And it's kind of a new world out there, and you must adapt. And if you can and you can try and keep up with it, you're doing something. So it's fun.
Yeah. Well, the incentives that are there to do it, survival is one of them.
Yeah.
That's a healthy incentive. But, if you know how to dodge all the government baloney, and that business is easier to dodge a lot of government baloney than it is, let's say, the farm or a lot of things that some of our folks that are listening to the program that are in small businesses, it's not as easy to dodge some of the government bullets. So good for you, Richie. That's nice.
Yep.
All right. Continue to think that through, if you will. Continue to add comments on our Facebook page if you'd like. 51 past the hour.
Introducing a diabetes breakthrough, an easy, natural, organic way to bring relief to diabetics. Introducing MDS Forte, a concentrated super strength extract formulated for those who are looking for relief. What can MDS Forte do for you? MDS Forte reduces glucose levels safely and effectively, reduces cholesterol and triglyceride levels, increases HDL or good cholesterol while reducing LDL or bad cholesterol. MDS Forte reduces A1C, improves eyesight and circulation to the limbs, and helps with weight loss. Is non-toxic, caffeine-free, 100% natural, 100% organic, and comes with a 100% money-back guarantee. Waiting for the side effects disclaimers? With MDS Forte, there are none. Order a 25-day treatment of MDS Forte by calling 213-405-5355, 213-405-5355, or visit bestbloodsupport.com. That's bestbloodsupport.com for MDS Forte, a diabetes breakthrough.
We all know that Berkey water purification systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey guy offers amazing specials for Berkey water filtration systems. The Berkey light systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey light system today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey light, the Berkey guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Now, Technology Corner time on Good Day at 53 past the hour. Rich, Jennifer, Doug, and you with Shelley Palmer starting things off. Apparently, Samsung, Richie, Sharp, and five other makers of LCD screens have agreed to pay a settlement for price fixing. Now, you wouldn't have thought that would happen.
Oh, yeah.
In that arena. But let's find out how much the penalty is here on Good Day.
My wife's monthly trip to the beauty salon was really adding up. I mean, between dyeing her roots and trimming the dead ends, we were going dead broke. So to save some money, I'm cutting it for her while she sleeps. No, don't wake up yet. Go to sleep, go to sleep. You're almost gorgeous. Oh, she is going to love this.
There's an easier way to save. Get online. Go to Geico.com. Get a quote. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
I'm Shelley Palmer with news you can use in technology, media, and entertainment. First up, Samsung, Sharp, and five other makers of LCD screens agreed to pay a settlement of over $553 million for price-fixing LCD panels. The lawsuit alleges that these companies violated antitrust laws by illegally inflating the prices of liquid crystal displays between 1999 and 2006. In other news, Pandora is branching out from the streaming music business and has begun bringing live concert content to the web. The showcase called Pandora Presents lets users watch behind-the-scenes footage and listen to curated stations of music that they're interested in. And finally, Intel's Thunderbolt technology transfers data at blistering speeds, but is currently only supported by Apple products. Intel announced that by April 2012, the technology would be available on a much larger scale. Visit ShellyPalmer.com to read all about it.
For Doug Stevens' Good Day, I'm Shelley Palmer.
Bonus round time. If you can't teach an old dog new tricks, what can you teach him?
Conversational French?
Correct. Ooh. Gingerbread men are...
Gingerbread boys, all grown up.
Correct. True or false? Netflix lets you watch movies instantly through your game console or other devices.
Duh. True.
Correct! Watch unlimited TV episodes and movies for only $8 a month from Netflix. See terms of use.
Hey, did I just win that new car over there?
No, I did.
Oh,
you have?
$553 million for price fixing on those LCD panels. Are they the number one? Is that the most popular, the LCD screen now?
Yes.
Pretty much?
Mm-hmm.
What do they make other screens out of?
Plasma.
Plasma. Why are those not as popular as LCD screens?
Because you don't get the same quality of picture when you look at it from the side or in an angle.
Really?
But they're cheaper.
Yeah. Well, okay. So if you don't have a lot of money, you buy one
That's
of those.
Right.
And then, as Shelley was talking about, Pandora branching out from the streaming music business, bringing live concert content to the web, is that anti-purposeful, or is that going to get more people? Is that going to make the participants in the concerts, the
That's
rock
an interesting
bands,
concept.
Whoever, more money?
Yeah. I'm curious to see whether that does well.
I have a feeling they might try to monetize that, maybe.
Yeah, that'd be the idea.
Yeah.
Okay, here's something else from technology. How many people yesterday... Where was I yesterday? I was using this. Somebody asked
Where
me.
Where was I?
somebody asked me if I had a smartphone. I needed directions someplace.
Mm-hmm.
And I was asked if I had a smartphone, and I said no, I didn't. So I get directions the old-fashioned way. But I was thinking about how we now get where we're going almost completely. Anybody who's got a smartphone is using Google Maps or the GPS or whatever it is.
Yeah.
We're hooked on these map apps.
Yeah, and it makes you stop thinking about where you are.
You don't have to think.
Right.
That's it, Richie.
I thought about this a lot. When I used to go out to L.A., I used to, you know, get a map and say, okay, I'm on the 10, the 405, whatever it is. And I used to kind of know where I was, get my bearings. Now I just follow my GPS and don't really think about where I am.
Yeah, you never have a clue.
Right.
And there, so some people who have a business say, I used to give, this one guy who's a dispatcher said, I used to give directions 20 times a day. Now, never. People are all using these things.
Yeah.
MapQuest has evidently, I mean, that was the forerunner of this. I use MapQuest from time to time myself. But, you know, it just seems like it's another way for us not to have to think.
Right.
And I people who say I'm a conspiratorialist, I think there is a conspiracy going for us to become so hooked on these GD screens that we'll never, it's like we'll be completely zoned out. And all we have to do is push a button and it'll tell us what to do, where to go, how to act, what to dress. It's just, I think it's very dangerous.
A friend of mine says, frankly, the screens are eating our brains.
Yeah. And the younger people were, a friend of mine got an iPhone for her 10-year-old son. That's craziness. I didn't tell her that because I didn't want to hurt her feelings, but this is not a good sign, I don't think. But then what do I know? I'm only here as your humble and obedient host. Doug Steffen on the Good Day program at 59 past the hour.